Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we return from Portugal and our trip to Spain, and it was an amazing opportunity to learn and understand about some saints. Today we're going to speak about Saint Anthony again of Padua as we continue our practice today in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 14 with verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of the execution of Saint John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured the sick. When we try and spread the good news, we realize that we have run away from the presence of truth for too long. The devil is always beckoning, and only in him can I truly find the strength to live right while wrong forever tempts you. I have to remember that wrong is just as near as right. Hoping to never wrong again while exampling the right. Amen. In him, you too are a survivor. Because love always takes patience, persistence, and passion. Be encouraged, Jesus hears all our prayers by always believing in him, no matter what. Celebrate him for truth, love, and peace, and confess to live in him eternally. Amen. While in Fatima, Portugal, I visited the birthplace and baptismal font of Saint Anthony of Padua. If you ever hear me say, Saint Anthony, come around, something is lost, let it be found, or if you see me write the letters S-A-G in capital, meaning Saint Anthony guard, on a letter I'm mailing, then you know Saint Anthony, the Saint Anthony that I'm talking about. Learning about the essence of Saint Anthony, who is thought of as Saint Anthony of Lisbon, is also known as a doctor of the church, and was the second fastest named saint by the church in history. Born August 15th, 1195, and died young on June 13th, 1231. Is still being celebrated more than 900 years later. Today I thought I would share his essence again in the theological virtues he often wrote and preached about. I, like him, enjoy sharing scripture as the understanding of God's salvation, brought to our humanity to forgive sins and live in his divine peace. These virtues are faith, hope, charity, temperance, patience, prudence, and he defines the cardinal virtues further as self-control, submission, fortitude, and finally, perseverance. We must always pray for a peaceful death as we understand the presence of death and the subsequent final judgment day where there is the reality of you possibly suffering in hell or peace of heaven eternally. Saint Anthony believes he presents an attitude guided by living the true meaning of life. Here he writes the further virtues of the devout life, where your only vocation is serving the will of God as a religious who seeks nothing else but him. Surely this includes priests or brothers and sisters who follow an order of divine love where they take a vow of chastity and poverty, obedient to all, serving only Jesus. These virtues are humility. Note here, he states a medieval Christian vision. Poverty, as exampled by the Franciscan virtue, because Saint Anthony considers this an excellent example by competing for the spiritualization of man. The active life and contemplative life, where you live and die for the purification of man in his own eyes, the eyes of others, and the eyes of God. Can we give it all to God? Can you purify yourself that much? Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray in silence for those dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louie, better known as Butch. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. And today we begin day two of Novena prayers for Cheryl and Joe. In Jesus' precious blood by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 14 with verses 13 through 14, a one stanza poem. It's titled, Jesus Withdrew, Hearing of John's Death. To a boat, Jesus withdrew, hearing of John's death, himself alone in place deserted. Him followed by crowds vast, disembarked, his. Disembarkment his. Sick theirs he cured, pity moved heart his reverted. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's March 18th, 2023. And we're recording this morning at 8:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-led. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. As we close today at 8:11, in the name of Jesus. God bless you, John and Marie. Have an awesome day in the Lord. In Jesus, Jesus, Jesus' name, we celebrate all things in Him. Amen. God bless you.